Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Joseph Umana dies of suspected poisoning. Kalinga-Linga warders have been mourning persistent load shedding. And in African news, a Zimbabwe lawmaker and poet dies after his car hits an elephant. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 71-year-old man in Chasefu District, Eastern Province, has died in a suspected case of poisoning. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed the incident and identified the deceased as Levi Lungu of Wadilika Village in Chief Magodi's area. Mr. Mwemba stated that on October 6, 2025, the deceased had been drinking a locally brewed beer known as Masese at his home with his son, Triwo Mwemba, from around 08 hours to 16 hours. The police commanding officer further disclosed that the following morning, the deceased wife at Tilole Msikmuko found him unresponsive on his bed. The matter was reported to Chasefu Police Post by Kalima Nyirongo, the grandson of the deceased, and police officers inspected the body before it was taken to Chasefu Mini Hospital mortuary. Mr. Mwemba added that the family suspects foul play and the body is currently awaiting postmortem examination results. Welders in Lusaka's Kalinga-Linga compound have expressed their frustration over the persistent load shedding, citing it as a significant setback to their businesses. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, the welders explained that the limited power supply hinders their productivity, making it challenging to complete projects on time. They stated that the 3 hours of power supply currently being experienced has made it difficult for them to complete their projects, leading to lost revenue and opportunities. The welders have emphasized the importance of a stable energy supply to the economy and have since urged the government to address this challenge being first in the energy sector.
That's why I'm happy that in case.
Man,
that's what I'm saying. I'm not sure. Ibe, siarangale puna improved. Kuchoka chepa one paka lero. Kapea mba chane lero mba chane.
Wani tumepele ya kibata?
Wee. Wani shikile bata wee.
Kwamba pa one
ujitupia. Apa so. Ulipe. Ndiye wezi.
Economic analyst Patrick Mwabe says the government missed an opportunity to enhance domestic resource mobilization by not introducing a windfall tax in the 2026 national budget. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Mwabe says the continued absence of a windfall tax, especially at a time when global copper prices are favorable, raises questions about the government's commitment to maximizing revenue from the mining sector. He has explained that a well-structured windfall tax could have allowed Zambia to capture additional earnings from mining companies during periods of high commodity prices while still maintaining investor confidence. Mr. Mwabe has said observed that the 2026 budget's reliance on traditional tax measures and external financing could limit fiscal flexibility in the medium term. He has urged the Minister of Finance to consider revisiting the issue in future fiscal plans, noting that several mineral-rich countries have successfully implemented windfall taxes without discouraging investment.
The issue of consistent and stability in the mining tax regime is actually very, very important to attract investment. Maybe he could have used that route. Although I expected that instead of, because what has happened is that our budget, about 80%, should be financed by local resources, meaning by not increasing by not introducing maybe the windfall tax or increasing the mining, that gap will be covered by increasing non-tax revenues.
Basic Teachers Union of Zambia Betuza Director of Public and International Relations, OBG Sala, has applauded government for the continued recruitment of teachers in the country. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, Mr. Chisala said that since 2023, government has massively recruited teachers, adding that 2,000 teachers are expected to be recruited by the end of the year. Mr. Chisala stated that the teacher-pupil ratio is still a challenge, but the government is doing everything possible to stabilize the situation. We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966-22-15.
Like a check 5-2, then 333.
That's my number, the one with all zeros plus.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits. It's part of our identity. With MTN Nambayanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Nambayanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, mitengo, zama order, zamene talangira, ife, pa Company Radio, ni easy.
50 kg delele, 700. 50 kg kalembula, 80 kwacha. 50 kg impwa, 550. 50 kg lumanda, 100 kwacha. 50 kg ondwe, 100 kwacha. 50 kg mpilu, 120. 50 kg repu, 130. 50 kg chihuahua, 120. 50 kg Chinese, 80 kwacha. 50 kg big mango, 500. 25 kg kandolo, 170. 25 kg tutea fresh, 330. 25 kg masau, 150. Onyoni ya redi ponchi, 210. Onyoni ya white ponchi, 200. Bokosi ya tomato, 150. Nkuku zaloni, 150. Tray ya maegesi, 90 kwacha. Meda usala, 40 kwacha. Meda mpilipili, 160. Meda impwa, 70 kwacha. Meda delele 70 kwacha. Unji unji ondwe 10 kwacha. Unji unji mpilipili 5 kwacha.